its weirdnesses. I wondered who was at home keeping the shop spooky. That thing out there might have something to say about that to all of us. Darling signed some more. I said, "We will destroy it if you can't. The tree has concluded that it has tormented itself and the world long enough. It will be destroyed." Exile started to say something, but never got the chance. I reckon Limper heard us well enough to get pissed because everybody wanted to put him into the past tense. He had something all ready to go. But as he was about to cut loose, Spider Silk beat him to the punch, hit him from the side, and knocked him ass over appetite. His spell went screaming straight up, making a sound like the biggest bull roarer in the universe. Gossamer hit him from the other side. A missile storm pounded away at him. Glowing red balls arced in from the fields to the south, and for the first time, I noticed a group of black riders down there, all mounted on the nastiest-looking critters I've ever seen. I thought I recognized our old buddy Toadkiller Dog. When the red balls came down, they hit the ground like a giant stomping, leaving steaming black holes pounded into the snow and the earth beneath. Exile just stood there with his hands in his pockets, watching. None of my bunch did anything either. The Night Stalkers came marching into the cleared area behind the wall, all spit and polish, neatly in step, their band playing. They began taking over positions as though this was nothing more than a changing of the guard. Brigadier Wildbrand, all squeaky clean, came marching up to report to Exile. The uproar died down. Nobody had done much damage to the Limper. He hadn't done any either. Wildbrand glanced at us. I winked. That startled her. So I tried another trick, pixie that I am. "What you doing after work, sweetie?" She snubbed me. Not good enough for her, I guess. Just as well. She was too old for me. A shadow fell on us all as she and Exile talked tactics. The granddaddy wind whale had moved into position overhead, not all that high up. I was impressed. Exile and Wildbrand checked it out. He seemed the more perturbed. They went back to tactics. I glanced at the world outside. Limper was getting set to try something. The black riders had dismounted. Their steeds had disappeared. Toadkiller Dog was among the missing, too. The riders were walking closer. I noticed that talking stones, walking trees, and centaurs had gotten in behind them. Limper charged the wall, a dark cloud forming around him. Everything cut loose again and didn't bother him at all. He jumped up and kicked the wall and knocked a hole in it 50 feet wide. Exile joined the party, somehow pouring on an endless torrential shower of fire. Limper hadn't much liked fire last time we saw him. He didn't mind it now, except he had trouble seeing straight. He wanted to knock down the wall where we were. He hit it 2 more times,